From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno initiated Lampok Beach in Aceh Regency as a sport tourism destination where a triathlon event is planned to be held. This was affirmed by Minister Sandiaga Uno after laying the first stone for the construction of prayer room and observing Lampok Beach, Lok Nga District in Aceh Besar on Sunday. He was accompanied by a Member of Parliament at Commission 10, Eliza Saaduddin Jamal, and Head of the Aceh Culture and Tourism Service, Jamaluddin. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained that with calm sea water condition of up to 2 kilometers, the Lampok Beach area can be one of the swimming destination. Then several other beach locations that are also located nearby can be used for surfing. In addition to the sport tourism, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy will also initiate a tour of Lampok Beach to be entertained with music festival, halal tourism, and a variety of culinary delights to help boost the economy of the local community. Two state-owned food enterprises in the food cluster, namely PT Raja Wali Nusantara Indonesia or RNI and PT Berdikari, are gradually bringing in 420 tons of frozen boneless beef from Brazil to maintain the stability in meat prices and meat supply availability ahead of Idul Fitri 1442 Hijri. President Director of PT RNI, Arif Prasetyo Adi, said in Jakarta on Sunday that efforts to maintain beef availability are in line with increasing national food security. In addition, the import of this meat also provides an opportunity to examine the quality of beef products from Brazil. The first dispatch of 140 tons of boneless frozen Brazilian beef has arrived at the port of Tanjung Priok in Jakarta on Saturday. Then, there will be four more containers before Idul Fitri. Meanwhile, President Director of PT Berdikari, Hari Warganegara, said that the arrival of the supply of beef was part of the government's assignment to meet the demand for beef in the middle of the national religious holidays, especially during the fasting month and before Idul Fitri or Lebaran. The Indonesian rowing team participated in the qualifying rounds for the Tokyo 2021 Olympics, which took place simultaneously on May 5 to 7, 2021 in two countries, namely Japan and Thailand, according to a written statement from the Executive Board of the Indonesian Rowing Sports Association on Sunday. The rowing number of rowing team will pursue Olympic tickets at the Sea Forest Waterway in Tokyo, Japan. The team consists of seven male and female athletes led by team manager Budiman Setiawan. Meanwhile, the rowing team for canoeing and kayaking will fight in Pattaya, Thailand. The team consists of eight male and female athletes led by team manager Hari Siddhartha. Head coach Dr. Dede Rohmat Nurjaya said the rowing team arrived by Garuda Indonesia Airline at Haneda Airport, Tokyo on Saturday morning. The medical examination at the airport is very strict and thorough, It took about 4 hours for health administration, including undergoing a COVID-19 test through saliva, to get out of the immigration gate. The team was immediately escorted to Hotel Hilton Higashinagawa, Shinagawaku, Tokyo, and a one-person, one-room check-in for health observation. Let's move on to the international news. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, said on Monday that differences between New Zealand and China are becoming harder to reconcile as Beijing's role in the world grows and changes. In a speech at the China's Business Summit in Auckland, Prime Minister Ardern said that there are things on which China and New Zealand do not, cannot, and will not agree, but added these differences need to define their relationship. The comments come as New Zealand faces pressures from some elements among Western allies over its reluctance to use the Five Eyes Intelligence and Security Alliance, which includes Australia, Britain, Canada, and the United States, to criticize Beijing. Asian share markets got off to a slow start on Monday as holidays in China and Japan crimped volumes and investors awaited a raft of data this week, which should show the U.S. leading a global economic recovery. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was all but flat after taking a bit of a spill on Friday. Japan's Nikkei was shut for a holiday, but Nikkei's futures ended edge up 0.2%. Wall Street extended its bull run with Nasdaq future and S&P 500 future both up 0.3%. A busy week for U.S. economic data is expected to show resounding strength, particularly for the ISM Manufacturing Survey and April payrolls. Forecasts are that 978,000 jobs were created in the month as consumers spent their stimulus money and the economy opened up more. Argentina coronavirus cases hit 3 million on Sunday since the COVID-19 pandemic began, as medical workers said hospitals were full to capacity despite toughened government measures to bring down the spread of infection. The country's health ministry said there were more than 11,000 new cases over the last 24 hours period, bringing up the grim new milestone with 156 new deaths, taking fatalities to more than 60,000. President Alberto Fernandez this week unveiled a new round of tougher restriction as a second wave of infection has battered the country, filling up intensive care units and setting new daily records for cases and death. But medical staff said people need to be a little more aware and know that the hospitals are full and the health personnel are exhausted. A leading Indian industry body urged authorities to take the strongest national steps and to curtail economic activity to save lives on Sunday as the country battles surging coronavirus cases that have overwhelmed the healthcare system. Billionaire Uday Kotak, managing director of Kotak Mahindra Bank, said a maximal response measure at the highest level is called for the out of the transmission links, as building healthcare infrastructure will take time. He was speaking on behalf of the Confederation of Indian Industry, where he is the president. That was the news. Although there is no clear timeline, Indonesia has had a number of scenarios to achieve a low carbon development or net zero emission. Thereby, there is a need for synergy or connectivity between sectors. Director of Environment at the Ministry of National Planning and Development, National Planning and Development Agency, Medri Alzam, said that the low carbon development has been included in the 2020-2024 National Medium-Term Development Plan and has become one of the priority programs. This was revealed in a webinar entitled Indonesia's Opportunity to Achieve Carbon Neutrality Before 2070 on Wednesday. Based on a study conducted by the National Planning and Development Agency, the calculation of the zero-emission scenario must refer to a number of principles. For instance, zero-emissions policy must be in line with the targets in Indonesia's 2045 vision, while still pursuing emissions reductions by 29% in 2030. In addition, the approach taken must be comprehensive across sectors. Estimates of greenhouse gases in the land and energy sector for zero-emission policies from 2045 to 2070 have also been calculated. This requires an additional area of 300,000 to 350,000 hectares per year and an increase in the restoration of 250 hectares from the existing policy. Meanwhile, in the energy sector, this is carried out through the use of new renewable energy accompanied by an increase in energy efficiency to reach 6 to 6.5% in 2050. In addition, efforts to reduce waste are also being carried out starting from the circular economy through the efficiency of natural resources to reducing the production of liquid waste. On the fiscal aspects, the elimination of fuel subsidies and application of a carbon tax are needed. So far, the reduction of greenhouse gas emission in the energy sector has been on target and will be increased to achieve the national contribution target of reducing emission by 29% in 2038. The main contribution of mitigation actions is the new renewable energy program and energy efficiency. However, efforts to increase it are still constrained by investment costs, which tends to be expensive, and lack of mastery of technology. Whatever the reason are, Indonesia must continue to pursue the target as set out in the Climate Change Conference of the Parties, known as the Paris Agreement, in December 2015. If this is not achieved, it will certainly have a negative impact on Indonesia, such as increasing temperatures, changes in rainfall, and rising sea levels. Indonesia will also be hit by extreme waves that increase by more than 1.5 meters. To realize the scenario created by the government, each individual can contribute by reducing the use of fossil energy, reducing land and garbage burning, and replanting trees. If this is done, it is possible that Indonesia will be able to realize the national contribution to reducing emission by 29% even before 2038.
Listener, Today in History starts with the event on May 3, 1973, when novel Gone with the Wind won the Pulitzer Award. Gone with the Wind is an American novel by Margaret Mitchell, published in 1936 and won the Pulitzer Prize in 1937. It is one of the most popular novels of all time, and its widescreen adaptation, released in 1939, managed to break the record number of Oscars received. Mitchell's work tells the story of a rebellious woman from Georgia named Scarlett O'Hara and her relationships with friends, family, and lovers in the midst of the U.S. Civil War, as well as the Reconstruction period. Next event is that in 1985, Indonesian boxer Elias Pikal succeeded in seizing the IBF world title. Elias Pikal was born in Ulat, Saparua, Central Maluku, on March 24, 1960. He is a boxer who became the first world champion from Indonesia. He won the title of the International Boxing Federation Junior Bantamweight or Flying Super Class from Korean boxer Chun Judo in Jakarta on May 3, 1985. The last event is that in 1993, the World Press Freedom Day was established. In 1993, the United Nations General Assembly established May 3rd as a day to commemorate the basic principles of press freedom and to measure press freedom around the world. Since then, May 3 has been commemorated to defend media freedom from attacks on independence and to pay tribute to journalists who pass away in carrying out their profession. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Darling, there will always be
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
2022 will be the key year for Indonesia to accelerate its economic recovery and growth. This was affirmed by Minister of National Development Planning or head of the National Development Planning Agency, Suharto Monoarfa, at the 2022 Central Development Coordination meeting on Thursday. According to Minister Suharto, this is in line with the projection of the International Monetary Fund IMF and several other international institutions that Indonesia's economic recovery will accelerate in 2022. The government is targeting Indonesia's economic growth to reach 5.4% to 6% next year. Minister Suharto also said that 2022 will become a momentum to evaluate performance, especially in the national health system, which during the COVID-19 pandemic showed vulnerabilities such as inadequate prevention, health facilities, pharmaceuticals and medical devices that are not optimal. The capacity of health workers is still low and utilization of health financing is inefficient. Therefore, in 2022, Indonesia has to keep strengthening health system reform by increasing health security and resilience, ensuring access to the availability of health services, encouraging community participation, and increasing promotional and preventive efforts. In addition, the government will also strengthen structural reforms, followed by reforms in the fields of social protection, education and skills, as well as the health sector. Economic growth will also be supported by a recovery in purchasing power or household consumption and improving performance in the business world. This will be carried out through various crisis reduction efforts, including the health crisis with the COVID-19 vaccination program.
Is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm bragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind it. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Mm-mm. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind. No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind.
It's gonna be, you'll be you and I'll be me. This is how it is. You'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't.
You don't.
We don't
mind it, no.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
Shut up and go.
No, I don't mind.
So shut up and go.
No, I don't.
Mary Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The title of Indonesian wonder for today's edition is Lingsar Temple in West Nusa Tenggara. Lombok is an island that is a favorite tourism spot for domestic and foreign tourists. Although most of the inhabitants of this island are Muslims, they can live side by side with non-Muslims harmoniously because the religious tolerance in Lombok is very strong. This proves that there are some places of worship for people of other religions besides Islam, such as Pura Lingsar. Lingsar Temple is located in Lingsar Village, Narmada District, West Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara, NTB. To go to the temple, you can use public transportation from Bertais Terminal in the downtown to Narmada, then heading to Pura Lingsar. In this temple, there are 9 sacred water fountains as a symbol of the representatives of Wali Songo. Wali Songo means 9 people who spread Islam on the island of Java. This water is used by Muslims for ablution. People say the water from this shower is also believed to bring about blessing, success, and happiness. Pura Lingsar is a combination of 2 religions, Hinduism and Islam. Because it contains a pavilion and a prayer room as a place of worship for Muslims, this temple was built by King Anak Agung Ketut Karang Asem as a symbol of unifying the people of Lombok in 1741, and it is considered the holiest temple in Lombok. In this temple, both followers of Hinduism and Islam worship together, especially the Muslims of the Sasak tribe. To continue to tighten the relationship between the followers of Hinduism and Islam, Pura Lingsar still holds ceremonies involving both religions. The ceremony is the War of Topat. In this ceremony, Muslims and Hindus will throw ketupat at each other. This is a form of gratitude for the harmony that has existed so far and the abundant fortune. Ketupat is made from rice that has been wrapped in a woven palm leaf pouch and boiled. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
Sebaliknya rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku karena kesatu untukku.
Mata hatimu mengarah, baby jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah pada waktunya. Cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me,
you're the one for me.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Welcome back, listener, to Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Listener, here is the conversation entitled Kira-kira 15 kilometer, which means about 15 kilometers. This dialogue is between Kevin and a taxi driver on the way to clinic. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa jarak dari sini ke klinik Yasmin?
Kira-kira 15 kilometer.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Berapa jarak, which means how far. Dari sini, which means from here. Ke klinik Yasmin, which means to Yasmin Clinic. Berapa jarak dari sini ke klinik Yasmin? Berapa jarak dari sini ke klinik Yasmin? Which means, how far is Yasmin Clinic from here? Kira-kira, which means about. 15 kilometer, 15 kilometer, which means 15 kilometers. Kira-kira 15 kilometer, kira-kira 15 kilometer, which means about 15 kilometers. Pasien, pasien, which means patients. Berapa jumlah pasien hari ini? Berapa jumlah pasien hari ini? Which means how many patients are there today? Kira-kira 20 orang. Kira-kira 20 orang, which means about 20 people. Berapa berat badan anak ibu? Berapa berat badan anak ibu? Which means how much does your child weigh? Kira-kira 4 kilogram. Kira-kira 4 kilogram, which means about 4 kilograms. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression kira-kira 15 kilometer, kira-kira 15 kilometer, which means about 15 kilometers. In the expression, there is the word kira-kira, kira-kira, which means about. It is used to estimate something, for example, time, number, weight, and measurement, such as distance, like in the dialogue. Let's listen to the usage of the word kira-kira in some other contexts. Berapa jumlah pasien hari ini? Berapa jumlah pasien hari ini? Which means how many patients are there today? Kira-kira 20 orang. Kira-kira 20 orang, which means about 20 people. Berapa berat badan anak ibu? Berapa berat badan anak ibu? Which means how much does your child weigh? Kira-kira 4 kilogram. Kira-kira 4 kilogram, which means about 4 kilograms. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa jarak dari sini ke klinik Yasmin?
Kira-kira 15 kilometer.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
To the world.
sakit di dalam darah hilanglah sudah karena kamu hanya kamu dalam hidupku tiada yang lain karena kamu
still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm Rahma. I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kidung Surgawi by Shruti Respati. This religious song was created by Koko Tole. The lyrics of this song describe the uncertainty of a person's heart in the stillness of the night, someone who is caught between the worldly life and the eternal life. At the end of this song invites all of us to prepare for the eternal life. Well, listener, here is Shruti Respati with the keroncong song entitled Kidung Surgawi. Happy listening.
Menggoreng
bisikan janji alam sebelum raga pupus, jagalah langkah yang lurus dalam sujud abadi.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
berpikir sebelumnya.
andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba berpikir
sebelumnya,
berharap
sedikitnya,
tersadar
sebelumku.
Oh, melihatku usahakan semua padanya, jemari menutup telinga, wajah berwarna merah,
kau tak bisa ku percaya.
To sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.